The 3-day conference on racial justice is sold out, with about 1,500 participants expected from all over the country.
The power is actually in the collaborative, in the collective, and in the working together. That's how, in my belief, we all move forward.
Lauren Embry of the Embry Family Foundation in Dallas worked with another nonprofit, the Boone Family Foundation, to ensure a Southern perspective would be part of the national dialogue on race.
And that's what Dallas Faces Race is trying to provide. It's trying to provide that space, that container, so that we all can get together and we can talk more deeply and with honesty and integrity about these issues.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown says race matters.
I think that if your heart's in the right place and you have an openness and a willingness to be accepting of differing points of view and different cultures and be willing to learn about a different culture, I think you walk away with a much better perspective on not just life, but on what another race has to offer.
So we went out to ask North Texans what they think about racial equality. First up, designer Steve Arn.
The word Mexican, the word black, the word white, the word Asian comes up in descriptions of our friends. And not until that doesn't come up are we coming to a point where we truly consider each other equal.
As soon as you take away your own biases towards your own race, then maybe we can be able to see others for their race and it not be necessarily an issue when we're talking about a job or a friendship or marriage or anything of that sort.
Many people think that because we now have a black president in the White House, we live in a post-racial society. But every day I see reminders that tell me that that's clearly not the case. As a partner in a law firm and a leader in the Dallas Bar community, I'm also very cognizant about the lack of diversity in law firms.
That's longtime resident Wei Wei Jung and, before her, teacher Stephen De La Cerda. The Facing Race Conference runs through Saturday. Dua Li, Sai Kow Tau, KERA News.